Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. I so look forward to this time, as I hope you do. And I want to continue on in a brief message I've entitled, What Now Faith Brings. And as we read that familiar scripture in Hebrews 11:1, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, I always read that now, mental comma, faith is. Well, let's read it as now faith, as an adjective describing the kind of faith that will bring results in the here and now, results that will move mountains, results that will see valleys exalted and lifted up, that will see God make a way where there seems to be no way, according to every natural sense. Beloved, God wants to bring us into the fullness and the dimension of faith that He wants us to have as children of God. Why? Because He has given us power. He's given us authority. He's given us anointing to speak His word. Praise God. And so we were looking just briefly at some of the meaning, some of the conceptions, some of the words you can link with just the letters of what that word spells, faith, and we were on F. And I wanted to refer to a scripture found in Job, the 10th chapter, verse 12, where he says, "Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit." So he not only gives us forgiveness, he not only gives us fellowship, he not only makes us fellow workers, but faith brings God's favor. And David said in Psalm 5, 11 and 12, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." Now, that word "with" in the King James is in italics, meaning it wasn't in the original. So it reads, "With favor will thou compass him as a shield." Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, beloved, if you need the favor of God, your faith in the Lord will allow you to receive from God all that He wants to give you. He will give you that favor. He will give you those blessings. And as you believe Him for it, you will begin to experience a new realm of His favor. What's going to bring it, beloved? It's faith, now faith. You're going to experience a new dimension in fellowship, not only with the Lord, but with God's people. You will understand the precious beauty of God's grace that allows you to, whenever we do blow it, whenever we do sin, when we come to Him with a repentant heart, that we can be assured God forgives us our sins and puts all of them in the sea of forgetfulness. How does He do that? I don't know. We still have that capacity to remember, but perhaps we can look at it this way. Whatever we have done, He forgets about it. He no longer lays it to our charge because of the precious blood of Jesus. And now let's move on, and I'm moving quickly, to the next letter, A. And I would suggest to you that faith brings anointing. Beloved, what's the purpose of now faith? It's not, you know, sometimes we think that having faith is just to be blessed and be prosperous. And we look upon it as an entire self-gratifying thing. Oh, of course, we want to be spiritual, but we see prosperity, we see it in terms of material things. And beloved, what did John say? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, he's speaking of natural things, and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Our soul needs to prosper. And beloved, it's the anointing of God that will bring it. And why do we have these blessings of God, the blessings that come with now faith? It's for one purpose, and that is to advance God's kingdom. Are we blessed in the process? Of course. But again, it's our focus, it's our priorities. What does the word say? Seek ye first. That's what Jesus says, the kingdom of God. Seek it first, and all these other things will be added to you. Peter states in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a chosen generation. And you know what, beloved? Why do we need that anointing? Because in Isaiah 10:27, let me share that with you. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. What's he talking about? Of course, this is a literal enemy of Israel, but we're talking about the adversary of our souls, satanic oppression, satanic hindrance. And what does it say? And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke of bondage, the yoke the enemy would try to keep you bound with, will be destroyed because of the anointing. And now faith will appropriate that kind of anointing. In 1 Peter 2:9, you, not all of us, but beloved, take it personally. You are a chosen generation. You're part of a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beloved, that's not a small thing. We know from the word of God to be a priest of God is no small thing. You know, we read Revelation, God, he's made us kings and priests unto our God. Well, yes, but did you ever realize in the old covenant, it was not a little deal. It was a big deal. When God called Aaron and his sons and made them priests, he gave them the priest's office for everything of the altar within the veil. And that God had given charge over his offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel by reason of the anointing. Beloved, this is a precious, sacred privilege, and you have to be anointed as a priest. You have to be anointed as king. And as you come to the Lord, you become his when you're saved. But hear what 1 John 2:27 proclaims. But as for you, listen to this, the sacred appointment, the unction, the anointing which you have received for him. Jot that down so you can read it again later. 1 John 2:27. But as for you, the sacred anointing, the unction which you have received from him abides permanently in you. So then you have no need that anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, so you must abide, live, never to depart, rooted in him, knit to him, just as his anointing has taught you to do. That's an amplified translation of that verse. Beloved, that anointing is not taken away. That anointing is with you, but we have to have now faith to activate it. Beloved, we have to understand that this anointing is not just for the preacher, it's not just for the pastor, it's not just for the evangelist. Beloved brother, sister, it's for you. You. What's the purpose of fivefold ministry? It's only to equip the saints that they can do the work of the ministry, to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, to see signs and wonders. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:21, the one who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship is Christ, that he has consecrated and he has anointed us. Let me read that in the word. That's 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 21. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Did you hear that, beloved? It is the Lord that has done that. David said in Psalm 28, 7 and 8, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed." Beloved, if you need strength today, if you need help today, let the Lord move in your life. Let him give you that now faith, that energized faith that will bring new strength as you praise God for your victories. David said in Psalm 92 and 10, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." And beloved, let's look at what the eye brings. We can share a little bit of it. We might have to finish up tomorrow. But faith brings impartation. When God told Moses to call Joshua and lay his hands on him and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation of Israel, he was to give him a charge in their sight. That Hebrew word used there means to appoint, to send with command, to impart. Impartation simply means to give, to convey, or grant. In this case, God's assurance and God's authority were being granted so Joshua could lead Israel on into the promised land, since his ministry was concluding. And in Deuteronomy 31 and 7 and 8, we find Moses saying to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage." That's the word for you today, beloved. "For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, and neither be dismayed." That's the word to you, beloved. Oh, it's not a prophetic word, but it's a word from the word of the Lord. You have a promised land to enter into. You have promises of God that have not been experienced in your life. Now go forth. Father, thank you for that now faith. Thank you, Lord. You are the author, the finisher. Stir that faith that you have given us. They have the faith they need, Father. And so in the name of Jesus, let us go forth with your impartation. You have called us to make disciples of all nations. You've called us to preach the good news of the gospel. Father, I release that impartation of anointing on them today, that they can face whatever they need to face, that they can be victorious over whatever comes their way, that they can be more than a conqueror, not just words in your pages of your word, but experientially. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you praise and honor for it. Amen and amen. Well, my time has come to a close. I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.